Currently, I'm a 35-year-old musician who decided to stop drinking alcohol for 1 year. I started last February of 2023. I made it the whole year and I did not have one drop of alcohol. And it seemed impossible at first. For like the first 2 weeks, it was super rough because I drank at every single gig that I played. You know, I didn't drink too much. I would have like 2 to 3 beverages during that time. I got to the point where I was like, okay, I won't start a show and have a drink. I'll have it like after my first set, I'll have my first drink and I'll have like a drink per set. And what ended up happening is that every time I'm hanging out with friends, then like on other days, I'd have a drink. Anytime I'd go out to dinner, I'm still having a drink. Every time I play a show, I'm having a drink. So like my work and play, as far as when I would drink alcohol, were very mixed. I was not an alcoholic. I never drank to get drunk. I stopped doing shots years ago. So that wasn't the problem, but I felt like I leaned on it like it was a crutch, like it helped me with anxiety. And in those first 2 weeks of not drinking, I was only gonna go a month. That's all I was gonna do. The first 3 shows that I played were really difficult, and I didn't know if it was me. I felt like I wasn't bringing the same energy or something. But then by the 4th and 5th show that I played, I actually did a really great job, and I felt so proud of myself that the rest of the 2 weeks through the month were really easy. I was watching YouTube videos about people talking about why they weren't drinking anymore, and I was just kind of stoking myself up for it. After I got through that full month, I felt bad about taking another drink again. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for 3 months. And I got to tell you, before the 3 months were even over, I was already eyeballing that year. A really good metaphor that I came up with after I freed myself from any cravings of alcohol: I could have gone without it forever. When you're drinking, depending on the frequency that you drink, think of it like a whirlpool. And if you hardly drink, you're on the edge of the whirlpool. It's not that strong. You can kind of wade away from it and it doesn't pull you too hard. But as you drink more frequently, you start getting closer in and you're thinking, oh, I can still easily swim out of this thing. I don't have a problem. But what happens is you start to get a little bit tired of wading. And over time, actually, it is getting a little bit difficult to swim out of here. But at the same time, it's like, it's even more comfy now. And what can happen with some people is at that point, they can actually get too tired. Just lose a little bit of awareness and get sucked into the center of that thing. And I think if you feel that pull, it's a good time to distance yourself from the center of that whirlpool. Now that I am beyond the year and I've given myself the ability to drink again, I'm very conscious of that. So when I'm home alone, I'm never trying to have a drink. How many days have I drank this week? How much did I drink? How close am I to the center of that whirlpool? Like, how much do I need a drink tonight? Versus never needing a drink. Like, I'd rather be somebody who doesn't drink, who will have a drink, than be someone who does drink, who cannot have a drink sometimes. Like, I'm so done with that. The reason I wanted to do a full year was because I wanted to get through every major event, every major holiday, whether it was weddings, parties, Thanksgiving, Christmas, going fishing, going on vacation. I wanted to do everything and know that I didn't need alcohol to have a good time to do that. Then it just became this thing where when I'd play shows, I no longer thought about having a drink. My energy levels were great. I was just crushing at all my shows. Still, before the year was over, I was thinking about, am I going to be able to have a drink when the year's over, or am I just done? And so by the time I got to the end of the year, I had a podcast with my friend Joe Chira from Go Brewing. That's an NA brewery, if you'd like, by the way, promotion. We got a 15% discount code in the description for you when you order your first pack of NA beer from them. I was drinking that, and that helped a lot to curb my cravings. Before the year was over, though, I no longer needed it anymore, though, to be honest, although I would still have one because they're delicious. I think it's more helpful when you are a person that's drinking or trying to stop drinking at first, because on a night where you might want to drink but you shouldn't, you get to have an NA beer. Or when you're trying to stop drinking, it can fill that place and you can still feel satisfied. But anyways, I had Joe on my podcast and I asked him, I'm like, hey, I'm about to be at the end of the year. I want to drink again. I don't want to be done forever because I wasn't an alcoholic. I just wanted to really make sure that I had control over the alcohol and it did not have control over me. And you can watch that podcast also in the description. I have that there. It's the Mind Over Melody podcast. Joe provides a lot of great information in our interview. And he told me about how he made it 3 months and felt guilt about having that first drink again. How after he did, he didn't wake up the next day feeling bad. And he did feel that craving come back again, though, into which he just would have an NA beer that night. And I thought that was really cool to hear because I felt like I could relate to that guilt that I was starting to feel. I don't even think I can drink again because, like, I feel so good about myself and I don't want to accidentally fall back into this pattern again. So flash forward, it's been a year. I had my first drink while on vacation again, and I limited myself. I'd tell myself how much I was going to have on a night, and I followed it. And I did feel that I could keep going, but my ability to stop was so much stronger now. I also decided before that point that at my gigs in the future, I was not going to drink while I was playing anymore. So this is going to make it so like half the days of my year, I'm not going to be drinking because I'm not going to be drinking while I'm working, which honestly, if I just do that and I don't think about anything else, I know that I'm so much better off because I'm not an alcoholic and I don't like to get drunk. I just like to drink alcohol. So the problem was the anxiety that went with playing music in front of people. I never really dealt with that before. I'd kind of just drink it off. And so when I finally conquered that anxiety by not drinking at my gigs anymore or drinking at all for a year, now I'm back at it and I'm still playing my shows where I'm not drinking and I'm still able to have like one or two beverages if I'm hanging out. And I don't feel like I need to get drunk. I still feel awesome. I understand if you are an alcoholic, you can't really take a year off and then come back to it and have a drink, like, because odds are you're going to go off the deep end. Like, I've seen it happen, and I knew that wasn't me, although I was scared having that first drink. There was a part of me that was like, you know, I paid a lot of attention to like how my mood was, how my energy levels were. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't the best. Drinking is bad for you. It's not even as great as I thought it was before I stopped. And I'm so happy that I took a year off. I know that sounds excessive, but if you're somebody out there who feels like you just need a break in life, like you want to do something really nice for yourself, you don't understand that this isn't a challenge. This is actually a gift to yourself and to your health. I've never been more proud of myself than when I hit 3 months of not drinking. And I felt great, and everything in my life has been better than it's ever been before. And so I'd like to encourage you to try it out for yourself. If you're somebody who drinks regularly, maybe consider a month to 3 months. And if you're feeling saucy, give it a whole year. A tip that I would suggest, if you have a membership to like a winery or something where you're regularly getting alcohol delivered, cancel it. If you have a big shelf of alcohol, consider asking a friend if you can store it at their house. Like, get it out of the house. I know it's like, I can have it there and I'm not going to drink it. It's like, yeah, but I took away my shelf. I actually gave it all away. I gave away hundreds of dollars of alcohol. And I kind of kicked myself in the butt for it now, but I didn't, because whenever you pay money to do something, you tend to follow through with it. So it's almost like you're paying the admission to not drink for a year. Like, it's a gift. And so like, I'm sacrificing this money in alcohol to show myself that I really mean it. You can focus on things in your life where normally you might have been drinking, and you could try to improve an aspect of your life in that place where you didn't have the clarity before. So like me, I'm focusing on playing the music better. I'm focusing on what could I do better at my shows, in relationships, like how can I show up as a better friend or family member. I'm thinking about how I can wake up earlier, how I can almost get away with a little bit less sleep, about how my workouts are easier, and I've never been in better shape in my life. Anyways, I hope those tips help you, and I appreciate you watching. Please check out the podcast I had with Joe Chura. Drop me a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Please hit that subscribe, like this video. Much love.